Mrs. Ulrika's household in 1841. 4 minutes. I'm Mrs. Ulrika. I'm pleased to meet you. Nowadays, I take it easy and allow myself here in the pavilion to crochet dainty laces for napkins and collars. Right now, Lena has gone up to the manor with a bowl with peas she has just shelled. Most things we grow and prepare ourselves, but there are a few things that we need from town. That is coffee, tea, salt, and herring. Oh, now I remember what I need. New toothbrushes. I will ask Lena to join the milk carriage tomorrow, when the milk is brought to our milk shop in town. She will also have time before the carriage returns to buy all we need for sewing. That is canvas, pearls, fine linen yarn, and pins. Every spring, I make a list of wishes for my son Daniel in Stockholm to bring home. I do enjoy having a unique material in my new dresses. When planning for coming family birthdays, I prefer to make the trip myself when buying materials for aprons or such and collecting the Bible at the bookbinder. If you have experiences from running your own business, then you understand what this is like. I have an allowance and expenses and several employees because we do most things ourselves. There are 3 domestic servants in town and the same number here. That means not remaining in bed too long. Someone has to see to it that the ice box is filled with ice, water brought to the kitchen, food to the hens and the pig, that the saddler pegs the shoes and Mrs. Ekenberg sews our clothes well in time before autumn is here. Help in the garden is always needed, and extra arms when we plan for slaughter, washing, and baking. I have arranged during the summer for the old woman Aldine to watch over the cattle at the chalet in the forest. You see, there is a constant stream of people coming and going. As soon as it becomes calmer in the afternoon, we go to the brewery to weave or bring the basket full of socks to be mended. There are always things to do. I don't know how you prefer to spend your afternoons, but I set aside time for keeping the household accounts in this thick book. Yesterday I enclosed costs for brooms and a gift to a poor. Every day I need help in the household. Our protege young maiden Lena Ekstedt, she assists me. Have you heard Lena's own story? Then you know how she came to our family. By now, I think you understand that life is good to us. I'm very proud of my warm house and the hotbeds close to the park entrance. They keep us with many greens the whole season. Now it's time for all berries in the forest to be picked. Young girls and boys come and sell wild strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. And last week, I got very surprised being offered cloudberries. I wasn't aware that they were already ripe. We have fishing traps for eel and some salmon, but crayfish, pike and perch we buy from the farmer Jens Andersen. A couple of times per week we eat Baltic herring when it's in abundance. It's a treat to eat fresh fish instead of the usual salted ones. In the cash book, I can notice that for my latest birthday party, I brought wood grouse, young wild ducks, and from the hotbeds, we brought in melons, peaches, and grapes for dessert. Can you recommend what I can serve at my yearly Names Day party in this pavilion? I have already ordered buns, almond cakes, biscuits, and gingerbread. Do you think that will do?